In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My sisters and brothers, the third Sunday after Trinity presents us with one of the most heartening themes in all of Scripture. This theme is that God delights to seek and to save the lost. That God delights to seek and to save the lost. The gospel is not a reward for the righteous. The gospel is good news for the sinners, or for sinners. And not merely sinners in theory, but sinners in truth. Those who know that they have strayed and long to be found. And the collect this morning prays that the Lord, who has given us an hearty desire to pray, would also defend and comfort us in all dangers and in all adversities. That, my friend, is an honest, a humble, and honest prayer that acknowledges both our weakness and God's mercy, and it sets the tone for what we hear in the Scriptures. What do we hear today in the Scriptures? A God who stoops down to lift the lowly, and who seeks the wandering, and who welcomes the penitent with joy. If we should look at the Old Testament appointed for today, the prophet Jeremiah speaks to Israel. Israel, a people who were wounded by exile, who were suffering the consequences of their disobedience. And yet, in spite of their disobedience, God speaks words not of wrath, but of compassion. If we should look again at the lesson from Jeremiah appointed for today, we hear the words, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And here is the heart of the gospel, my friends, even in the Old Covenant. We hear about a God, not a God who destroys his people, no. He doesn't destroy his people when they fall, but a God who redeems. A God who promises restoration. A God who promises joy. A God who promises gladness. And Jeremiah says, their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow anymore at all. It is a promise not just of rescue, but of rejoicing. A feast of grace for those who return. It is the echo of that great psalm sung in heaven whenever the lost are found. This morning, as we reflect upon the epistle of St. Peter, St. Peter turns our attention to the disposition required in us. What must we do to experience this joy? St. Peter tells us. St. Peter says, be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the poor and giveth grace to the humble. Peter was writing to Christians that were under pressure. Peter was warning them of spiritual danger. Peter was calling them to sober watchfulness. Peter was reminding them that their sufferings are not unique. What does Peter say? Peter says, the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Nothing new. But Peter also points to hope. Peter says, the God of all grace, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. And that is the promise, my brothers and sisters. It is not an easy road. Life is not an easy road, and all of us here know that. But it has a sure end. That is, God will sustain, God will restore, God will lift up. And then when we look at the gospel for today, the heart of today's message, two short parables that tell us everything about the mercy of God. First, the shepherd who leaves 99 to seek the one that is lost. That is not a story about percentages. It's not about 99%. That is a story about love. It is a story that one soul matters. One soul matters. One sinner matters. And the shepherd does not wait for the sheep to wander back. The shepherd goes over hill and valley. The shepherd goes into danger. The shepherd goes into difficulty to find that one sheep. And when he finds the sheep, he does not scold the sheep. He lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. That picture has impacted my life, as I've shared with you, growing up in Jamaica, in that Anglican church, with that east stained glass window, with Jesus the Good Shepherd and the sheep over his shoulder. That has impacted my life for all these years. Then the woman who loses a coin, she sweeps the house, she lights a lamp, she searches diligently, and when she finds it, she calls her friends to rejoice with her. A seemingly small thing, but that wasn't small to her. To her, the coin is precious. To God, so are you and me. We are precious to God. I want us to leave here this morning, remind ourselves that each person is precious to God. Both parables end the same way. It says, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. My question is, my friends, do you hear that? Heaven rejoices over repentance. And we don't hear that word preached from churches today. Repentance is so very important. Not over pride. Not over the one who thinks he has no need for grace, but over the one who says, I am sorry. I was lost, and he found me. That is our God. That is the God I know. That is the God of the collect, who hears our prayers and who comes to our aid. That is the God of Jeremiah, who draws us with loving kindness. That is the God of Peter in today's epistle, who gives grace to the humble. And that is the God of the gospel for today, who seeks and saves the lost. So, my friends, let none of us think that we are beyond his mercy. And let none of us despise those who are still wandering. For the church is not a reward for the righteous, but a shelter for the repentant. Or as I always say, the church is a school for sinners. It is not a club for saints. So let us then walk humbly. Let us pray boldly. Let us rejoice deeply in the God who saves. This, my sheep, was lost and is found. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.